listen, I was thinking, okay, so what I'm going to do now, just to let you know, is the little monologue at the top of the show, where I talk about something that's important to me.
Okay.
And hopefully funny. But this is what I was thinking about. Do you know when you have that feeling when you're laughing at somebody, not at somebody, with somebody? You're laughing with somebody together at a joke you just made together or saw or something in the moment. And you're looking in each other's eyes, doing laughing together. Don't it feel like you can see their soul? Like all the walls are down and it's just your two souls laughing together. I notice that when I laugh with people, I feel so connected to them for that moment. Like all of our differences of religion or race or beliefs or politics or clothing choices, that all go from the window and we're just laughing together and our eyes are open right to our souls. I love that feeling. So I was thinking maybe laughter is, okay, here's where it gets a little weird. Maybe laughter is God. Or that's the if you don't believe in God, that's fine. I kind of am on the fence about the whole thing. But if you say the higher power or what connects us or however you want to think about that kind of thing, maybe that comes to us through laughter, because that's when all our differences go away and we just can be together. And when we be together in laughter and in creativity like that, I think we are expressing the thing that is bigger than us. We are expressing God's love, or we are expressing our connection. So it's a really beautiful thing, and it's available to us right now and always, this connection with everybody. I know
except
that
you have to make them laugh. What happened?
Or you can find the laughter between you by listening, by being together, being non-judgmental, finding points of connection. And I know the world is more complicated than how I'm making it, you know, sound, because there's politics and everything in the Middle East, very complicated. And then some guy online was saying, well, this all started from 1916 when England did this to Iran and this sort of thing, and that's how now we have ISIS. Okay, I don't know about any of that. That is beyond my skill set to know about all these deep politic things. But all I know is when I meet a person, we could have very big differences. But if we can just find a point of connection, like, hey, look at that bird. He just took a poo on a car. And it was kind of funny, you know? We say, oh, that bird took a poo. We can laugh at that. Then we have a connection and it brings us back to what is the same about us rather than what is different about us. Okay, rant over. Finish with the big end. This is the Jesus Show. Meet friends.